The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Society of St. Vincent de Paul is appealing for volunteers. The charity says it needs 1,000 or more new recruits to help with its nationwide services. So our reporter Josh Crosby spent some time with volunteers to see exactly what is involved with the role.
Afternoon, Vincent de Paul. Mary speaking. How can
I
help you?
It's a busy morning at the St. Vincent de Paul shop in Lucan. Customers are budgeting their purchases ahead of Christmas and dozens of donations are being dropped in.
My name is Mary O'Reilly. I'm a volunteer here in Vincent de Paul for the last 7 years.
And Mary, how did you first decide to become involved?
When I retired from my previous life, I decided it's time for me that's young and fit and healthy to give something back. And Vincent de Paul is local to me, so I decided I'd come down and speak with the manager here then all those years ago, and I started. Yeah.
What's part of the volunteering role? We're upstairs here now in the sorting room, is
this
it?
This is all our sorting room. Outside the door there we have a lift where all the donations are brought in from downstairs. They come up here to us. You can see all the donations and what people give.
There's bags and there's bags and baskets.
And clothes and shoes and everything is donated. Books, ornaments, and then all the volunteers that work here, we all sort through all them.
And at this time of year, are there particular items that are more sought after?
Everybody will be in looking for Christmas decorations. Anything that we have new in the line of gifts and clothes to use as presents. All Christmas tree baubles, you'll see downstairs, lots of books, lots of toys.
And what are people saying to you? Maybe the people that are coming in
to
purchase them Christmas toys.
They're regulars, the people that come in here, and they look to see before they even get in, they'll ask you, have you got A, B or C?
And it must be a massive benefit for people that they're saving a lot of money.
Oh my God.
Especially
everything, because if you look at the rails downstairs you'll see an awful lot of the items we have is new, because lots of people buy clothes and for some reason or other they don't send them back within the 30 days, or they can't be bothered posting them back to China or India or wherever they came from, and they'll bring them down here to us. So you could get a lovely jumper that somebody else paid for €50 for, you could get it for €7.50.
Volunteer Mary Riley is just one of the 9,000 to 10,000 members across the country. But the charity is appealing for more people to sign up. Rosa Ativa is the manager of the Lucan shop.
We're quite busy. We're busy with donations and we're busy. We have loads of customers here.
And what are the kind of items people are looking for now? At the moment, like, is there winter clothes, is it? Or?
Yeah, we do winter clothes, but like we're so happy because people now, like, you know, can go for parties, and people looking for parties stock, like, you know, shoes, dresses, sparkling, like, you know, for Christmas parties, like, yeah.
And what about the volunteers? Have you many volunteers? Are you looking for more?
In my store we have 28 volunteers, and for that shop, like, it's not a really big shop, like, and also I have some TY students that do the experience here.
I can see how busy the shop is.
Yeah. We do meet and greet our donors. They are our customers as well. You can see some people come in, bring donation. Also, they buy something. I call that double donation.
Something catches their eye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Double donation.
Yeah, double donation. Yeah. I call that double donation.
Hiya, how are you? Would you like to make donation?
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much for your help. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go.
Two fine big bags there full of donations.
Full of donations.
What are you dropping in, clothes?
Mainly clothes. And I have a son now that fashion wise, you know, so there's a few good things in there.
The wardrobes are filling up at home.
The wardrobes are, you know yourself, it's always a clear out at one stage.
But this time of year, particularly, it's good to donate into charity.
You have to. You always think of that at the Christmas time. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there finding it tough, like, you know. So,
well, your son's clothes will go a long way here. It's not just at the charity shops where the Society of St. Vincent de Paul needs more volunteers. SVP has a range of different services, such as housing projects, daycare and personal visits. Columba Faulkner is on the board of Osamond House, which is a resource centre in Dublin city centre.
There's something from preschool right up to people of their 90s come in for friendship and support. It wouldn't always be, it's not about money, but it's about just a place to come for a lot of people. And also there's a preschool, there's after school, there's support for children who are struggling at school, whose parents may not have had the opportunity of education, so they can't really help their children. In their hearts, they want to help them. We have music classes, they can learn anything, bongo, drums, guitar, you name it. Yeah,
very
anything.
Good.
So it's a great
people,
place.
When they might think of St. Vincent de Paul, they might automatically think of the charity shops or the fundraising, but there's a lot of services.
Of great services going around the country. We have volunteers are all unpaid, and we have volunteers going into all the prisons in the country, and that's a great comfort to families, because, you know, a prisoner might tell you how they're feeling, you can talk to the family afterwards. And the main work, though, is visiting people in their homes. And we've missed that so much during COVID. So hopefully we'll be back up soon now.
And in the resource centres, are you noticing any changes? Like, are you seeing more families come in? Are they getting younger? Are they getting older?
Yeah, the families are particularly the new people to the country. It's kind of a place where they can come. They can have English classes. They can be introduced to neighbours.
Just on the volunteers now, on a national scale, currently how many volunteers would you have and how many more do you need?
We have about 9,000 now. We need to do a count now since COVID because we are ageing and we need to recruit. So we could do with another couple of thousand members, definitely.
Back in the Lucan shop, customers are browsing and picking up necessities. These people say it's a vital outlet in the community.
I have two boys, so they are growing every day, so I have to be buying.
Yes.
This is the cheapest place, charity, and it's good. You use it to help others that I need. When you buy, you support.
Yeah. And so it's good to pick up a bargain here as well. Good
price. Yeah. It's very good. It's affordable.
Yeah, and for a mother of two young boys, like, you can see how important the charity shops are to the community.
Yeah, it's very important.
They're looking for more volunteers. What would you say to people if they wanted to volunteer?
Yeah, someone like me. Yeah, if I'm free, yes, it's good to volunteer. It's good to help others. Yeah.
What's caught you right here today?
David Baldacci, One Good Deed.
And they have a fine collection of books here.
Yes, I go for the murder mysteries.
Right. This is where you'd predominantly buy your books, would you?
Yeah, if I don't go to the library, I come down here or buy books and read them and bring them back again.
Right, so there's a whole system going on there.
Yeah, and you feel that you're giving something to charity as well. You're getting out of it. You're not just giving, you're getting more than you're giving.
And how important are the charity shops?
Oh, I think they're very important, yeah. Particularly for people that wouldn't have a lot of money to spend. They can pick up gifts for kiddies or bric-a-brac stuff that they might have, you know.
Yeah. And there's an appeal now for more volunteers. As someone that comes down here and gets your books, you'd encourage anyone?
A few of my neighbours actually do volunteer. They come down. Some of them are doing it for years, yeah.
So for those who are volunteering and working for the Society of St Vincent de Paul, how important is it that more people come on board and how rewarding can it be?
It's a great thing to do because you're giving back. It's not about what it can do for you as such. It's about what you can give back. And, you know, I have to say for myself personally, this is a great shop. We have a great boss and there are lovely people here working with us and we all get on very well.
Would you believe or not, when first time I joined St Vincent de Paul as a volunteer, it was 2008, and you see me now a manager. It's a great experience. You can meet people for whole worlds. It's like I have multilingual, multinational, like, you know, team. Like, it's a great experience. It's fun, your joy, and also when you meet other people, different culture, and also it's great.
So what message would you have now for someone listening today who's considering, look, they've never done volunteering before, maybe they have, but they want to give it a go and they want to sign up?
Well, New Year resolutions, we'll all be making them in a couple of weeks' time. So maybe you'd put that as one of your resolutions. And, you know, in giving we receive, and really you make friends not alone with the people you visit, but certainly with the people that are in your branch. A conference is what we call the little group. We're here since 1844. So,
Must be doing something right.
And it's a great tradition to belong to something that was established in Ireland during the famine. And they're still in need, and we're highly supported by the public and respected, and we have to always cherish that. So I just say, come along, try it. You don't have to sign up for life, but just give it a try.
And that's Columba Faulkner from the Society of St Vincent de Paul, ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.